Should we take this time to congratulate George and Mitu?
No. Screw those guys.
But he has a sword.
I do like his sword. If he gives me his sword, I might congratulate him. And then cut him up. Pa-pow. On guard. George. He doesn't know how to use that sword.
I bet Mitu does.
I bet it's completely decorational. Losers. Ha. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, where I have no goddamn day with day. I do remember now. For August 28th, 2013.
It's my favorite part of the show. It really is. It peaks
a little early then.
Kind of goes downhill.
Jeez. All right. So, hi, everybody. It's me, Mike. There's AJ. We got the Nintendo was crazy today.
Just a little.
They had a bunch of weird announcements kind of out of nowhere. No Nintendo Direct, too. They just kind of like, they actually briefed the press on it. Interesting. So, we'll talk about that. Before we kind of get into stuff we've been playing this week, and then
or haven't been playing,
okay, and then we'll talk about some of the communities. We'll talk about a few things. We'll get into that, and then we'll get into releases, and that'll be the show. So let's talk about Nintendo.
Where do you want to start?
I guess the 2DS is the big one. It always baffles me how you don't know where to start. Where do you think we should start?
I just ask you now, because you always yell at me.
Because you're always wrong. Anyway, so yes, the Nintendo 2DS. What do you think?
God, that looks stupid.
Okay. All right. Look, my first reaction to this thing was one of repulsion. I was like, this is dumb. I thought it was a joke. I didn't take it seriously. I'm like, what? The 2DS? The name is... It's weird because they're, like, advertising the loss of a feature in the name.
Yes.
It's like, oh, it has less things than the other one. But when I thought about it, this thing is kind of genius.
This will be good.
You don't think it's genius?
Keep going.
This thing is, what, $120, $130?
$130.
That is incredibly cheap for a new handheld. They are marketing it towards kids. They're launching it the same day as Pokemon. This thing could be huge. There's a lot of people who may not buy or buy for their kids, you know, $170, $180 handheld. But this thing? Yeah. I think it might make a lot of money. Why do you think it probably will.
I mean, I'll concede that up front. But I think this is one of the most poorly designed looking pieces of hardware I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, it's not great. It's not that.
It's
not,
just a square on an angle.
That's what systems used to be. That's what the Game Boy
were rectangles.
Well, it's not a square. It's rectangular.
I understand. The theory behind let's make a 2D only 3DS system that's cheaper and aimed at kids. That's a sound idea. And this will sell based purely on that merit, okay? And I can kind of understand removing the hinge because that's prone to breaking.
I didn't know that. I love the hinge.
Well, I do too, but we're not children who are going to flap it about.
Yeah, I hope the hinge does not go away like the next system, because I love the hinge.
But first of all, like, look where the buttons and analog stick are placed in this thing.
Well, you have to put them up there so that you can reach the shoulder buttons, which are on the top of the top screen. Now.
Yes, but like, how many games have you just reach your thumbs into the touch screen to push stuff? Gone.
I don't know. Can't do it. Well, maybe. Not a whole lot, dude. That might not be that big an issue. You might be able to reach down. I don't know. Kotaku had hands-on time with it, and the Crescente or whatever, seemed high on it. Is the Crescente the one who left, the one who's still there? Totillo probably is the one who's still there.
Yeah, Totillo.
Totillo seemed high on... He said it was comfortable. And I agree, it does not... You know, we're used to kind of Nintendo stuff looking a bit more like Apple things, and this is sort of like back in that GameCube, Game Boy Advance era where they made things that looked like toys. Like, this looks like a toy.
Yeah. And again, it's kind of like a cheap toy, frankly.
Kind of, yeah. It kind of makes sense for the demographic again. Like, yeah, it's like a kid's thing.
But, like, is the 7 under demographic, does that need specific catering?
Oh, sure.
Really?
7 under, maybe, it might be more than that, maybe 12 and under. That's huge.
I'm saying, sure. If
not every little kid's going to have this instead of their thing, but it's a pretty appealing option.
I'll say this: if I was 10 or 11, and like all my friends had 3DS,
game snobs.
Yeah, now I got like the lesser than 2DS, I'd feel slighted.
Right, but again, it, perspective, the lesser than part of it really is just the 3D, which I love the 3D. You love the 3D. Mm-hmm. A lot of people seem to not care about 3D. A lot of people were happy about it just because they're like, oh good, they got rid of the 3D. Like, people hate 3D.
I guess so, yeah.
They really do. They're like happy about it. It kind of sucks in a way, though, because they're... Well, Nintendo had already kind of been down this path where, like, you don't hear them talk about the 3D anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, for the last year, even. Like, even though that was what the system was, like, named after. That was, like, the big selling point. Like, the 3D-less glasses. No one talks about 3D-less glasses anymore.
No.
Or glasses-less 3D, whatever you call. But, right. But it's kind of like the same. Like, you can't do things like Mario 3D Land where you basically needed the 3D on to solve, like, some platforming puzzle, which was cool. But that's kind of gone. And, I mean... Look, everybody's still gonna, you know, you have to develop the 3D into these games. Let's not forget, it's not like this is, it's not like they go, oh crap, we need to sell some 3DSs. The 3DS is selling very well.
That's my other point now.
Well, why rest on your laurels, you know?
But at the same time, like, the Wii U is still struggling. And it's like, let's focus on selling the 3DS more.
Well, they made some moves on the Wii U. Hey, they've got to make money wherever they can.
I know.
And if I was working at Nintendo and I had to figure out how to make a profit, I would probably go through that handheld market that I've kind of got a rein on.
Again, I understand the theory. I just think it just looks stupid.
Stupid.
I know, it's not for me.
It's not. I would never get this thing.
I know.
I do not want to. I am not going to be like, oh, I have to have one and plus the other one I have. No, I'm not going to touch this thing. But I get it.
Look, if some fanboy out there is allowed to get mad because, you know, they shouldn't have put multiplayer in this game because it took away from single-player development, then I could say Nintendo shouldn't have made a system for babies while their other system sucks.
I don't get that correlation.
I'm being facetious.
Okay, but still, I think, like I said, I don't like it. I almost hope it's not too successful because I hope like the next system doesn't like take after this kind of design.
Well, that's the only thing that scares me.
That's the only thing that scares me. Like the next one's going to look like this. But I don't think so. Like I said, the 3DS has been doing fine. You know, that's the kind of thing. Is this the next PSP Go, or is this going to be like a big success?
Or like the Game Boy Micro.
Yeah, right.
I did like my Game Boy
That's
Micro.
What it's kind of like, really.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I'm trying to look at it. Like just this weird kind of little side thing.
But the only thing I don't get, if I was a kid, I didn't. Even now, I like my handhelds to fit in my pocket. It kind of bothers me with like the Vita and the PSP and the 3DS XL. Like I can't; it's not really portable to me.
That's the thing I've always loved about every system since the DDS, especially over the PSP and Vita. The screen's protected.
I could
put it in my pocket and I don't have to worry about it.
Right? No, I love the folding thing. I guess people suck and break that, but I like the whole clamshell. Yeah. Okay. But I mean, yeah, it's not like they're not. Focusing on trying to save the Wii U because we have that price drop. It's funny to think that news got buried under this, but the Wii U price drop that everybody's calling for happened. Basically,
well, it kind of happened.
It happened.
It dropped, but they got rid of the core and they
no
dropped.
No one used the core.
Yeah, so they dropped the pro to the core.
The core is irrelevant. They dropped the price of the one Wii U that anybody actually bought from $350 to $300.
Yes.
And there's also going to be you're going to either get that one, which still comes with Nintendo Land, or you're going to get the Zelda bundle.
Which is a much better deal, in my opinion.
Right, it gives you the controller kind of has a Wind Waker design, digital version of Wind Waker, and a digital version of the Hyrule Historia.
Yeah. For $300, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good-looking bundle. I wish there were physical copies of both those things, not digital ones.
Eh.
But especially maybe the Hyrule Historia. Because you know, I don't know how much value a digital... weird book thing has.
I just want to read it.
I guess
you have to worry about breaking
part of the fun of the Hyrule story is that it is kind of like almost like a collectible thing,
like a tome.
Yeah, you know, you put it on your bookshelf and it looks nice. It's like a coffee table book or whatever. But so we have the $50 price drop. Even though they had been saying for a while, like, oh, hardware's not, the price isn't the problem.
Yeah, that's what I think was ultimately funny, is, like, not even a month ago, they're like, price is not the issue.
Yeah, but, like, oh, it couldn't hurt. I mean, it's not. I mean, I guess $50 within the first year is about as big as you could possibly go.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
You can't drop it much more than that. I mean, 3DS's price drop was how big was it?
$250 to $180.
A bizarre. That was like an unprecedented price drop. I was like, wow, they really dropped the price on that one. But yeah, this is a bit more normal, probably what people would have predicted. And, you know, they're kind of touting out, they have a bunch of release dates now for a lot of the games, can't remember, but, you know, we know now, like...
Well, I find very curious, this feels like a very un-Nintendo thing to do, is Wind Waker HD comes out, what, like, October 10th? but it comes out September 20th digitally.
Right. Like, yeah.
Which is a pretty good lead.
Yeah, interesting. I still would like to get the real version of it.
I'll probably end up
real. I real is not the word.
Yeah, I know.
Well, like I said, there's also that bundle that comes with that cool Ganondorf statue, and I love that Wind Waker Ganondorf.
Yes.
I just like that design. But, so I don't know, you look at the software lineup, you see, like, okay, we have Wonderful 101, which apparently is not selling well in Japan and Europe, but I...
So it's going to do gangbusters here.
Yeah, yeah. With all those Wii U's out there, I mean... So, Wonderful 101, then Zelda, then, you know, Mario 3D Land, the Wii U Party, and...
Rayman,
which is getting really good reviews, and I would imagine the Wii U version would still be the one to get for
yes,
that.
Yes, it seems to be the case.
Right.
I guess...
Donkey Kong.
Quick tangent here. I guess, like, when you... Like, the person who's playing is Murray in the other versions, like, it's just... You just push buttons to make the next logical action happen.
Oh, really?
Like, literally just push a button.
That sounds fun. Yeah, I heard that's, like, the thing. It's, like, that kind of integration doesn't work very well.
Apparently his AI, if you're not having anyone do it, is just bad.
Yeah, well, there you go. Get the Wii U version of that one. So, do you think the Wii U is saved?
No.
Really? You think...
I do not think a port of a Zelda game and a newish Mario is enough at all. Nor is $50.
That port of Ocarina of Time did all right for 3DS. Although it didn't...
No, that was before the 3DS price dropped.
Yeah, but that was a little bit before. Maybe just a little bit before.
No.
Are you really that down on it? But there's a Mario game, a 3D Mario game.
And...
It's a decent software lineup for the fall.
There's also two new next-gen consoles launching in November.
All right. All right, but Nintendo has kind of not competed with these things before and kind of done their own thing.
Yeah, and I think they...
But that is the problem, is that they actually do, like, they need to sell hardware. Like, normally you would kind of at this point be like, all right, we got hardware sold, now let's get some software.
Right.
It's like the opposite. Like, we need some software so we can sell some hardware. Oh, no. Do you think the Wind Waker bundle would be a good thing? I mean, let's be honest.
It's a damn good incentive.
The one thing that targets very well is Nintendo fans. Yeah. Specifically Nintendo fans. Yeah. Because it's like, hey, look, you guys liked Wind Waker, right? And, ooh. you're going to get a Wii U eventually. I know,
supposedly they didn't like Wind Waker when it came out.
No, they didn't like it before it came out.
I just thought it was funny, too, in Reggie Fils-Aimé's comments, because they were talking about how, like, 3DS sales surged when Animal Crossing came out.
Yeah.
And he was like... As you can see, software drives hardware sales. And I was like, no shit, we've been telling you that for a year.
Shocking.
Release some games for the Wii U.
Well, yeah, it's not like they didn't want to not release games for the Wii U or whatever, but they just, like, apparently they were just befuddled by making HD games. Like, oh, this is hard.
Oh, no. The resolutions.
The resolutions in the texture majors. But, that's why I don't know, like, I don't know what they could possibly do to make you feel better about it at this point.
There needs to be a game from their core franchises, like a Mario or a Metroid or something, that says, here's a brand new experience from this franchise you love that uses the gamepad in a way you never even thought of and completely justifies its existence.
Yeah,
so because we are going to be a year into the Wii U's launch, and I have not seen that used for more than a map.
Well, or those mini game compilations, which have some neat ideas.
Yeah, ideas. They are neat, but, like, not a game. Yeah. And this was the same thing that happened with the DS.
It was weird.
And
how,
they,
like,
got over that, and they have not gotten over it with this.
It was weird how, like, the Pikmin game in Nintendo Land used the tablet more than Pikmin 3 actually did.
Right.
It's like, well, what? But, yeah, so you don't think Mario 3D Land is that game? Does it use the tablet, really?
No.
Is it just a 3D Mario game? Because it's multiplayer, so obviously everyone can't use the tablet.
Yeah.
I think that's a big issue, is they have this tablet, and it's all, like, only one person can use a tablet, which really goes against a lot of their, like, multiplayer-focused gaming
stuff.
Which is interesting. It's like, again, like, Smash Brothers will not use the tablet, because, like, what are you going to do?
No, exactly.
And Mario Kart probably won't use the tablet.
It does. You know what Mario Kart does with the tablet?
Map.
The touchscreen's a giant horn. That's all it does. It's just a picture of a wheel. So when you tap the screen,
okay, that's stupid, but also kind of funny. I kind of like it.
It's funny. Like,
I can't imagine just go in your face like.
It's funny in the sense that, like, it's so stupid. It's like the room of controller usage.
That's pretty dumb, but it's funny. It's so dumb. I like it. Yeah, like, it's a big.
You're
horn.
Gonna fight to get the gamepad. I want the gamepad.
Yeah, I want the gamepad. I will definitely want the gamepad so I can have that fucking horn.
So you can have the gamepad.
good, because I'm going to be blaring that there. It's, forget about crossing the finish line. I have a different game. It's called Hit the Horn Button as much as you can.
You know, see, the only game I've seen make any decent use of the gamepad was Monster Hunter, which used it just for shortcuts and some info.
It's basically exactly what the 3DS did.
Well, right. I just understand why more games don't do that.
Yeah. Maybe they should make a new one of those, like that Kirby game we liked with the ball and you drew the rainbows. Maybe something.
I don't know. Get like Square Enix to make a sequel to that game I didn't like.
Wait a second. What? Stop playing.
The what?
AJ, how did you save the Wii U? Get Square Enix to make a sequel to that game I didn't like. What the hell are you talking
about? The world ends with you, that's it.
Oh, that game I didn't like.
Other people liked it.
What are you talking about?
Like you
well, they don't want to. By the way, I was thinking about it. I'm still like really disappointed in you for not getting the world ends with you. Even if they made
me.
Whatever, you're dumb, but... The game I didn't like. Jesus Christ. But, yeah, that'd be great if they did, but I don't think Square Enix wants to make Wii U games right now.
You could do, like, okay, here, Nintendo, this one's free. Make a HD Fire Emblem game, where the entire time you're playing it, the gamepad is always just the overview world map.
And it's a
the
map, like, he's...
But, like, it's like where you're playing on the game, and the TV is just showing me awesome battles. The whole time.
Yeah, probably not going to happen.
I know, but it's why is that not obvious to anybody?
Well, we'll see. We'll see how this holiday goes for them. It'll be... Is there, like, a hope if they kind of bomb this holiday season? Is there... Are we allowed to say, well, just wait till Smash Brothers and Zelda and Mario Kart? Or is it kind of like, well, yeah.
Well, for all we know, Smash Brothers and Zelda are 2 years out.
Zelda is... Smash Brothers, I will tell you right now, is going to be next holiday season.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Zelda, probably the one after that. Mario Kart somewhere.
Probably May.
Yeah, Mario Kart will be before Smash.
How fucking hard is it for them to make a Mario Kart game at this
point?
Probably,
it's probably not that hard. That's probably why, I mean...
But really. It's HD now, I don't know.
Who's making this? Is it Rare helping again, or...
Rare?
Not Rare, fucking Retro, the new Rare.
Oh. No, Retro, I don't know.
That's right, they're making Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Which apparently is, like, almost done. At least I didn't take long. That seems like a weird use of their time.
The one game made by a Western developer is going to be timely.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you're not.
I mean, I don't mean to be a dick, but I'm just saying.
It's like the thing, like, Donkey Kong, that could be great, but it's like...
I just played that game!
Like, oh, sweet, Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong returns again. Okay.
Oh, real quick, you know what's really funny about the 2DS?
Yes, what?
It still takes 3D pictures.
Yeah, I guess so. Weird. I guess... I don't know. Weird. It is weird that the 2DS is a thing. Again, the name is weird. It's like the 2DS. It's like a joke someone would make.
Right. It also just looks weird just because, like, the screens aren't the same size.
Right. Which, I mean, they are in the 3DS also.
Yeah, but, like, it's okay there because they are, like, disconnected, but...
No, I know. It's weird. It's weird. All right. What have you been playing? I mean, Final Fantasy XIV came out. There's a lot of launch issues.
I'd love to play this game.
Right.
Well, Looking forward to it.
Well, what do you expect?
I expected a queue.
That's the weird thing. Well, I don't know why it's working like this, but, like, right now the servers are so full you can't even get into a queue. It just, like, says to try again. And, like, if you keep trying for a while, maybe you'll get in the queue. It's very crowded. They stopped selling the game to their credit.
Well, digitally.
Well,
you can't
sure.
stop
well, what, well, yeah, I mean, what else can they do?
Did you actually, did you redeem your retail code yet?
Yeah.
I didn't do that yet.
No, you better do that.
Well, why? I can't play. Why start using game time up?
Well, because the early access is done, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, you have till the 30th as a grace period.
Okay, whatever.
But...
I think it stacks anyways.
This is what cracks me up. First of all, Japanese servers are fine.
Well, they're fine because they're not as... bombarded.
Because there's, like, twice as many of them. Why does Japan have twice as many? There's what?
They got, like, all the good names, too. They got, like, Bahamut and Ifrit.
I think there's, like, 10 servers for North America and Europe.
No, that seems way low. They already added more.
It's, like, 14 or something. It's not a lot.
Well.
It's not a lot.
But they definitely seem to be caught off guard by how popular this is.
But again, for an MMO... Especially in early access when the only people playing are the people who pre-ordered, you know exactly how many people are going to be playing. You have all that data. And this is what kills me.
What kills you?
The servers are full, okay? Fine. But the game doesn't auto-kick you for being idle.
Which is interesting. Which is working out great right now because I'm in the game, so I'm not logging out.
But that's the problem! You're not playing! But right now, there's some guy in my shoes like, fucking hell, I can't log in. What gives? There are people who have literally logged in on Saturday and have not logged out for fear of losing their spot. I can't blame them, but at the same time, they're the reason I can't play.
Sorry, but like, your rage is a little...
Do you know the only other game that does that? Final Fantasy XI.
Really?
Every other MMO kicks you out because they know that's how you free up the servers.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and then 4 legacy servers, which are holdover, so like 19 servers. I mean, it's not great, not terrible. I mean, how many more servers does an MMO really launch with? Much more than 19. Oh, don't look at me like that. Look, again, it's like, I know it sucks, I know it's upsetting, and everyone gets frustrated, but, again, what do you expect? Look, I would not have gotten this, like, that first week if I wasn't reviewing it. I would normally just bypass this whole thing.
I got into Guild Wars 2 on launch, no problem.
That bullshit. Guild Wars 2 did the same thing. They stopped selling their game digitally because they were getting swamped.
They kept the game up.
The game's not down.
You can't even make a character right
now. And here's the one nice thing. Well, yeah, because their servers are swamped. But, I mean, the one nice thing is when you are in the game, because they are, like, kind of funneling players in like that, the game runs perfectly
well,
when you're inside.
And that's good. I mean, I'm very happy for you. I'm thrilled. This is what pisses me off. I played the beta, which, by the way, was really stable. Got into that, no problem.
That's the way people.
I like the game. I want to be playing it.
I understand. You'll be playing it. I know you're frustrated. I know you're mad. Trust me, they're not... It's not like they're happy. It's not like they're probably angrier than you are. Apparently the producer was crying, so...
Yeah, you know what? Like, that's what cracks me, too. All the, like, blog posts are like, we thank you for your cooperation. What's my alternative? How do I not cooperate? Because I want to do that.
That's for a refund, I guess. But, you know, go ahead.
It's so frustrating, that's all. And I'm all riled up.
Yeah, I know. It is super fun, though.
I know, I want to play it.
It is just cool.
And then they're like... Again, I don't think these companies are saying how MMOs work. Because at first, like, the first day, like, just half the servers are just, like, you can't get in.
Right. Well,
it's running, but
the early access, like, the first couple days were especially.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, just, you know, make the character on a less populated server. Assholes, I'm trying to get on this server because that's where all my friends are. Are you going to give me a free character transfer in 5 days when this clears up? No.
I bet you we're going to get something. I bet you we all get some free games.
Yeah, again,
time.
And everyone's like, oh, you're entitled. No, I paid for something that's not working. It's not entitled. It's called getting what I paid for. I'm sure we'll get, like, a free week tacked on to our 30 days.
Yeah, probably.
It's just...
Hey, it could be worse.
I just don't understand, like, you know, everyone's like, well, this happens to every game. Like, that's the you know, that means it's okay. No! Someone needs to figure this out.
I don't know, H. I mean, again, I tell you, I think it is just a matter of they don't have the... server capacity for launch.
I don't
understand how this shit works.
Okay, so does this mean that they sell the game on launch day and they don't expect to sell any more copies ever? I hope these people stop playing.
Yeah, I don't know, AJ. It's just the congestion is usually worse on launch. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. There are a lot of people. I want someone to, like, not treat me like some bullshit, like, we're working diligently and ask for... No, just tell me what the fuck is going on, what you're doing to fix it.
No, they've been pretty good about communicating.
They've been off and on. There was, like, a while there, though. Well, it's confusing because they have two Twitter accounts. I don't get that.
Right, yeah.
The one didn't update for, like, 17 hours the one day. I'm like, what is going on?
But I guess they are, like, expanding the data centers, whatever that means. Again, I don't know. Look, the game is fun. Can I talk about that?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. We talked about the beta, but it's cool. But, like, you know, just kind of, I do like how it is, it seems to be, like, the new thing where you kind of have, like, a story with the MMOs, like, SWTOR and Guild Wars. But the difference is, your character doesn't talk in this one, like, in those. And that was kind of nice in those games, but at the same time, it almost kind of felt like it wasn't, it made it feel sort of un-MMO-y, because you kind of became more detached from your character. And I'm not usually a fan of the whole silent protagonist, like, oh, this character is me thing. Mm-hmm. But in an MMO, I do kind of subscribe to that a bit. Like, that's my avatar, you know?
Interesting, because I'm like, I'm almost the reverse of you.
Really?
Like, I like that in Elder Scrolls my character doesn't talk, for example. But I kind of like the characters talking in SWTOR than I do in Guild Wars, for example.
But see, like, in SWTOR, again, I was playing a smuggler, and he sounded like this, and this is the way he talked and stuff. And, like, you know, that wasn't me, and I knew that every other smuggler was kind of like that. I kind of like this. And, you know...
I mean, I got no problem with it.
But. And I'll tell you, like, we didn't play a lot of Final Fantasy XI, but when we did play it.
I played a good chunk. I played it in college without you a lot.
We tried to like get into it again. It's just, like, one of the things, like, it just never had a big Final Fantasy flavor to it.
No, that, and it was really slow.
It was very slow.
It was so slow. Yeah,
and obviously this one's faster, but I mean, but I just, that Final Fantasy flavor is just all over the place. And I really do love that. And not just like, oh, there's a chug, but there's a move. Just like the way characters kind of talk, like the NPCs just remind me of Final Fantasy.
I will tell you this, as I recall from the beta, there are some bullshit names in this game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. But yeah, just like the way the NPCs talk, the music especially is great.
Yeah, and the soundtrack is phenomenal. Soundtrack is I would download that.
Yeah. What's great is like I just like got to a point where I took an airship to another city. It was like this awesome cutscene. It was like this like big like state like transitional stage. Like everybody I had been like doing major quests for like were waving me goodbye and like playing the Final Fantasy theme.
Kind of
like,
reminds
I'm
me
like,
of
oh,
like,
this is awesome.
Kind of reminds me of the starting area for the who's the what's it's in World of Warcraft.
Oh, the yeah, I know you're talking
the
about
the Draenei.
Yeah, it is a little bit like that. Yeah. Except, like, the starting area is, like, to level 17.
Yeah, yeah, which is halfway almost. It's 40, right?
What? Yeah.
40 is the cap. But they want you to play every class.
But what's cool, too, it's like, it never feels like you're in the starting area.
Yeah.
You know, and I like that. And
well, it doesn't do that thing that, like, WoW and a lot of other MMOs do, where, like, you know, the big capital's over there, but you're going to start in this little farm and kill some rats.
Right, you go to the capital right
away. Yeah, you're there right away.
And, like, and then there's all these story threads. Like, there's like, the storyline for whatever your class is. There's a storyline for kind of your city. And there's, like, all these, like, little kind of story chains that all kind of tie together. It's cool. I like it all. And again, like, occasionally, like, cutscenes will have, like, voice acting and stuff. And
now you're playing pretty much mouse and keyboard, right?
Yeah. I haven't really done much.
I foresee myself using just the gamepad when I'm just soloing, and if I get like into like a group raid or something, like I'll, because you need to be a little more precise in that situation, I'd switch. Okay. I wonder now, because it worked in the beta, but something I read online made me think that we can't take our PC accounts and like log into a PS3 copy of the game. Like it actually will distinguish your account.
Well, you can,
going forward.
Yeah, you can buy a PS3 copy and then add it to your account. I think.
So you have to pay the full price. You get. I wonder if you get the month with it at least.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I think like you get the code, you add it.
I just wondered how that'll affect it when the PS4 version comes out.
I think the same thing. You have to buy the PlayStation 4 version and like add that access.
Interesting.
That's what I am interested to see like how that looks. But again, there's like other kind of like, again, systems familiar from other MMOs, like other quest structures. Like there's like things that are kind of like daily quests where they don't have as much talking to them. You just go to one guy, you accept a bunch of quests, and you can kind of do them. And you know, it's not like the normal quests. Like, they don't go away.
The gameplay in combat, it's fairly standard.
It is, but I was kind of on another topic. Like, but what I like about no, that's right. I love that I'm not bombarded with a zillion spells right away.
Yeah, like it's not like Guild Wars or some other MMOs where like there's just like five slots and like there's more skills now, but you only equip those five. But at the same time, it's not like WoW where you're gonna need like 12 hotbars.
Yeah, WoW gets a little crazy with that.
Because I looked at the wikis, look at the classes to just kind of get an idea of their skills. There's not really a ton of skills.
Right, and I think like they stack a little bit when you like go from a class to a job. But again, a lot of the job skills you get are more like are things that are more designed for raiding. They're kind of skills like that. So it is kind of like, you know, when I use combat, I primarily use three buttons. And I like, and again, it's not mindless because like there's that whole mana switch thing.
Yeah, that was that. I did like that in the beta with the Thermiturge.
Yeah,
I thought that was cool.
I do really like that. But yeah, I'm just kind of a fan. But like the other thing I was talking about is like there's like the, you know, what you would call instances or dungeons with your like the small group dungeons. It's four people.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. Like at least the first few ones. Like, and while they're always kind of longish, you know, it's kind of takes some doing. Like, the first few ones that I've done of these, they've been really short, which is kind of nice. Like, it's just, like, here's the one boss, you four guys, go get him. Or here's, like, a few, you know, here's a boss, he's trying to buy a few things, go get him. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a nice, it's nice that, like, they kind of introduce you to that group play a bit more, a bit better than just immediately, like, here's a dungeon, you know?
It's smart because, like, when you play in a, people don't play in pickup groups because they don't want to waste their time. So, if you do, like, a 45-minute dungeon and someone in your group fucks up and you wipe, well, you're not having fun. But at least it, like, how long do these take, would you say? Like, 10 minutes?
Oh, 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, see, that. So, if it goes south, well, you didn't waste a lot of time, that's
cool.
Okay.
That's cool, because you get bonuses, too. Like, you get a bonus for, like, how fast you beat it. You get a bonus if it's your first time. You get a bonus if no one died in your party and stuff like that. It's been cool.
Very nice.
That's, yeah, just like, you know, it's like, again, there's nothing here that may be, like, entirely new. But it's the best execution of a lot of these things. And again, a lot of it is kind of similar to Guild Wars. too. But it's definitely the best looking MMO I've seen, which is awesome. And again, it's like, if you like that Final Fantasy flavor, it's pretty awesome. And I do kind of like the sort of Final Fantasy storytelling and kind of involved here.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I've been enjoying it. Besides that, I don't know. I'm also reviewing Killzone for the Vita, which I don't think I could talk too much about right now because of the embargo. But it's fun. It's cool. What else? How about you?
I beat the Pirates of the Caribbean Disney Infinity playset.
Right. Oh my god.
Which was fun. I'm basically Davy Jones now because like you get the ability to summon the Kraken once you beat him.
Oh really?
Yeah. It's kind of fun.
That's interesting.
Hit the button. Tentacles.
How's Davy Jones sound?
Pretty good actually.
That's good.
It's not Bill Nye, but it's pretty close.
So,
yeah, I've gotten a ton of more figures now.
So, wait, is that all you unlock, like, when you beat the game?
In that particular, like it's still left open. There's still, like, kind of like the way an Assassin's Creed ends. Like, the open world's still there. Like, go get all the collectibles and stuff like that. I've been getting some more items unlocked in the editor, and I'm finding, like, I've been playing more with the whole concept of setting triggers and actions.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick basic example I could give is I got a... like a checkpoint barrier for a racetrack now.
Yeah.
So you remember that track I showed you I made where like you jumped off a ramp through a flaming hoop? Mm. Well, now I was able to place two firework canisters next to the flaming hoop.
Yeah.
So that when you go through the checkpoint ramp, which is now right before the jump, fireworks shoot off as you launch through the hoop.
That's cool.
It's just a little thing, but it's just kind of gives you, it starts to give you ideas like, oh, I could sell these triggers.
Could you possibly do synchronized fireworks with music?
I don't think so, only because you don't have a ton of control over what music is
right,
playing.
Right.
There are music boom boxes that play just kind of generic, like rock or metal like, or something like that. You can't, like, Lotus. Oh, that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, now I'm sad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's, again, I'm so sold on this. It's so fun.
Oh, good. I haven't really gotten into it. I'm going to be so busy first reviewing Final Fantasy this. I think I'm reviewing the Kingdom Hearts 1.5, too, this week. I'm busy. All right, I think that's all we play. You want to talk about what the community's been up to?
Yes, I would like that very much.
Try and get them on.
It's right there.
I was confused.
You had the mouse on it.
Yeah, I was confused because I said, Dan Shu's trying to talk to you. I'm like, that's not Google Plus. I'm like, oh, wait.
Yes, it is.
So Alex McConnelly has kind of talked to us about the Vita a bit, and we were talking about that last week at Gamescom, which is interesting. Now we're talking about the DS. And, he actually kind of directed me to this NeoGAF thread that was kind of interesting. It kind of like just like shows you what the lineup is. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, there's not a lot coming out for the Vita. But when you look at this thing, it's like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And a lot of it is like, you know, like Japanese art role-playing games. So, you know, maybe I'm excited about what other people aren't. But, you know, you look at stuff like Spelunky and that Killzone game I was just talking about. And lineup looks surprisingly solid. So
it's interesting. Like, they find, like, because everyone's always said, like, oh, PlayStation does so much better with indies and blah, blah, blah. So, like, rather than them focusing on getting, like, all these, like, AAA, like, an Uncharted game on the Vita, they really seem to be like, okay, we got this good relationship with indies, let's get all that stuff on the Vita.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's smart, because the only problem is now, they dropped the price on these memory cards, but they did not drop it enough.
Yeah, they're still pretty expensive.
I don't get that mentality. You should make those things as cheap as possible so that I'm buying them, so I load them with content. Like, my card right now is full.
Do you think the 2DS is going to hurt the Vita even more?
Because
now...
Yes and no. Only because no one was buying a Vita for a 7-year-old anyway.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
It almost doesn't compete in a way. Like, it's not... Someone our age is going to be like, well, I was going to get a Vita, but now there's this 2DS. I don't see that happening.
Fair enough. Stuart Simpson was asking now that we kind of have more info and everything, what everybody was going to get day one, Xbox One, or... PlayStation 4, or just, yeah.
I'm in a very strong minority, at least in our circle of online folks.
Yeah, a lot of people are kind of saying PS4. Well, again, I think a lot of people also kind of pre-ordered it back when that was, like, a big distinction.
Yeah, well, and again, part of my argument, I should state, is part of why I'm getting an Xbox One is because you're getting a PS4.
Yeah.
I'll play yours for a little while.
I want to get both eventually pretty quickly. So.
And hey, guess who's got a birthday in February?
Guess I got a birthday in December, so... Whoops.
Jesus.
Yeah. True. Although, actually, did you know that Jesus wasn't really born in something pagan holidays?
Yeah.
God.
But no, like, although... I believe it was announced today that a feature for the PS4 I'm pretty excited about. They're going to have some sort of mobile interface for their store. I don't know if it's an app or just a page you go to. but when you buy something, it will wake your PS4 from sleep, download the game, and then put it back to sleep.
Interesting.
Right now, the 360 lets you queue up downloads, and then when you turn on the system, they start. And then when you turn it off, it'll stay in sleep and download them. I don't know what the Xbox One's going to do as far as that goes. I hope it does something similar, but I like that idea a lot. Because I kind of do that with Steam right now.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's nice.
You ready for the releases?
Yeah.
All right, Killer is Dead.
This is Suda 51.
This is Suda 51. People don't really seem to be that plussed on it. It looks generic for Suda 51. It looks like somebody else made what they thought a Suda 51 game would be.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's becoming a parody of himself, I'm afraid.
Parody's not even like the word.
It's like sort of cel-shaded. Yeah. There's a weird sexuality to it.
Yeah.
And it's very niche, and yeah.
All right, Madden NFL 25 for like everything.
My copy
came
in.
PS3 and Xbox. Yeah, we didn't... Are you going to... I was going to say we. I don't really want to play it, but...
Am I going to play it? Well, I mean, let's be clear. I pretty much got it for the Sunday ticket. It's weird how they handle that. Instead of just being like, here's a code, like, go to, like, make an account and enter this code, they literally just gave me a username and password that's, like, really gibberish.
Yeah.
But, like, that's just what I log in with. Yeah. Now, what I don't understand is, because it says, like, if you are setting up new service, you'll get it. I'm like, well, how? Like, what did buying this actually get me if that was going to be my intention? It was weird, but whatever.
Final Fantasy 14 Online, Realm Reborn, PC, PlayStation 3.
Mm-hmm.
Get it, but maybe like a week from now.
Yeah, wait till all this. When you hear me not screaming anymore.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles out of the show. I think it's like the new Shadows. Xbox Live. Shadow, sorry. This is the new Xbox Live Arcade kind of.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, it's sort of the art. It's like if you took the art style of the new Nickelodeon cartoon and made it realistic.
Yeah, it's kind of like.
There is like another one coming out and like later that's more cartoon.
It's confusing.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if this is any good.
Lost Planet 3, which did not know about that.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that just now.
So that's
it got a 5 on GameSpot.
It's getting pretty middling. Well, I don't think the first Lost Planet was really that great, but everyone kind of liked it because it was
early next gen.
It was very early next gen. I was like, there wasn't much else to do except play Lost Planet. That's like that was weird when like
Dead Rising.
Yeah, it was like Capcom was the Capcom king of next gen.
They figured it out before everyone else.
Castlevania: Lords of Shadow, the Ultimate Edition for PC in Steam, which is weird because that's an old game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much they're charging for that now. Guardians of Middle Earth's got a PC release.
Oh, did you see this actually with that game?
No.
You boot it up on the 360 or PS3, wherever you have it, go to settings, and there's going to be a new option that gives you a code, and you redeem that code on Steam, and you get the PC version free having the other. Like, I've never seen a game do that.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Except, I guess, Portal, too.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, that I mean, and I believe you got it free with PlayStation Plus, so...
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I thought that was really rad. Like, whatever DLC you have carries over,
to. I mean, let's be honest, the game should be free to play anyways.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it is.
Yeah,
But if you use your 360 code, you unlock all the base characters.
Okay, I got you. All right, that's the show, then.
Well, you don't care about Pokemon Rumble, you?
Is that even... I don't even understand what this thing is. All right, so thanks for listening to the Explaining Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. Also follow us on Twitter and Facebook and go to our Google Plus community and engage us in some conversation. Maybe let us know what you think of this whole 2DS thing.
Actually, do tell us. I'm very, like, there was a pretty good thread on the too old for this thing,
It seems like everyone's kind of thought seems to be like, it's not for us, but it's probably a smart business move.
Mm-hmm.
Do all that. I think that's everything. All right, thanks everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye.